Vets have been participating in the Capital City March for more than 50 years. Albany's traditional Veterans Day parade stepped off at 11:11 a.m. from Central Avenue and Manning Boulevard, headed down Central to Lark Street and then along Washington Avenue to North Hawk Street to the reviewing stand on the steps of the State Education Building. Keeping with tradition, Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings marched in the parade. Kathy Sheehan marched in the parade for the first time as Albany mayor-elect.
It's a beautiful day for Veterans Day parade. It's wonderful to be out here recognizing the service of our veterans.
Flags are flying at half-staff in Albany on Veterans Day in honor of families who lost loved ones serving in the military. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law on Sunday directing that those flags will now be given to the service members' families at no cost. The bill was sponsored by State Senators Cecilia Kacik and Hugh Farley and Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey. Several area colleges are saluting the military men and women who have served our country with Veterans Day events. Mark Solohub of Niskayuna is coordinator of veteran enrollment to enhance and expand outreach to service veterans and their families at the College of St. Rose in Albany.
We believe that Veterans Day is a great day to honor our men and women in uniform and as well as their families and to reflect on their service to our country and our democracy. We have a special significance at the College of St. Rose as we enable veterans to extend their life of service by learning skills that they can use to give back to their communities. And through our participation in the Yellow Ribbon program, vets can earn their bachelor's or master's degrees at St. Rose at zero cost.
Tonight at 6 in the Shea Learning Center at the Sage Colleges, author James D. Redwood will host a talk and read excerpts from his book, Love Beneath the Napalm. The book is a collection of short stories about Vietnam. That will be followed at 7 by the college's third annual commemorative flag dedication ceremony in Bush Memorial Center in Troy. Dr. Barbara Thompson is professor of occupational therapy at the Sage Colleges.
The commemorative flag is an 11x14 khaki fabric flag, and we have blanks that we give to people who are interested in participating. And then people decorate and design these flags in a way to honor a loved one, whether that person served in one of the OIF-OEF conflicts or the Korean War, Vietnam War, World War II, World War I, whomever they wanted to commemorate. And each flag is unique. Some flags have text. Some are just images. A lot of people used photographs.
The collection includes more than 400 flags. Again, Dr. Thompson.
We have a group now of people at Hudson Valley Community College, led by Carrie Fuller, who's a Gold Star mother and also head of the Armed Services Club on campus, who are going to replicate the ceremony on their campus. And we've also had some local schools who have had children in elementary school make flags and talk with their family about members of family who were service people.
Introduced on November 11, 1919, Veterans Day was originally called Armistice Day, celebrating the heroes that served in World War I. After World War II, veteran Raymond Weeks wanted to expand the holiday to celebrate all veterans. In 1954, the word armistice was officially replaced with veterans. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.